This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just a handful of days left in 2017. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you listening out there to America Tonight. Boy, oh boy, in Minnesota they say it's minus 37 degrees. That's my cold talking. And you got all these temperatures that are 30 degrees below normal. In fact, I think because of where our satellite studio is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that I got this cold that I have, because we had one day where it was 75 degrees and then suddenly we were ensconced in temperatures that were 40 degrees. And, of course, I was not really dressed appropriately for the weather, meaning I didn't have all the layers that you need to kind of dispel the cold. I'm sure our friends listening in Minnesota and in the great Midwest are smarter than that, and some in the Northeast, too, as well, because we're talking about temperatures that are 15 to 30 degrees, like I said, lower than normal, and we're talking about the eastern two-thirds of the nation, up to 7 to 10 more days, are going to face that kind of weather. The only place in the United States really that's going to be decent is the western United States, according to every weather map that I've seen. On the morning of New Year's Day, the nation's average low temperature may hover around 10 degrees. Wow, that is chilly. Yes, we know that this happens every single year. Yes, we know, just like in the summer when people complain about how hot it is. But when you're breaking records, it's just a little bit harder to take. So, for example, Detroit tied the daily record low for December 27th of minus 4 on Wednesday. You know when that was previously set? 1925. I think they had layers then. How about Chicago? Chicago's high temperature on Tuesday of 5 degrees tied the record for the coldest maximum temperature on December 26th. So, needless to say, I could go on and on, but there were even a few small towns, they say, in northern Minnesota that were as cold as minus 40 degrees on Wednesday morning. So very, very cold. And I know it gets cold. I know we talk about this every year. The weather is the common denominator, as I'm famous for saying, but particularly harsh at this point. Pretty bad. And especially like Erie, Pennsylvania, they said they got a record 5 feet of snow. So they felt like they had to mobilize the National Guard because people are buried in snow, and then they're concerned about people getting out and who they can't find, and, you know, all that kind of stuff that happens when you get that amount of snow that falls, even in an area where they have trucks and they can get people to go to homes and dig people out. There's still never enough. All right, pretty interesting on the sexual harassment front, you know, the Me Too thing. There's kind of a twist in what I've been reading. I read this story earlier in the day that Eliza Schlesinger, she did a girls-only show that has infuriated, apparently, a lot of men. And when I read this, I was like, what men want to go to the women-only comedy show? But there was somebody that bought some tickets. And the guy is a 21-year-old California guy. His name is George St. George. And he is suing. He is asking the court to imagine the uproar and protest that would follow if another comedian, say Andrew Dice Clay, hosted a comedy show that didn't allow women to enter. So he was turned away from the show, and he decided he was going to do this whole lawsuit thing, a 14-page complaint. And if you remember, and because this isn't too far from where I live, there were some men in Texas that were offended in May when the Alamo Drafthouse held a women-only screening of Wonder Woman. Although the theater didn't actually turn any of the guys away, they agreed to make some concessions because there was an official complaint filed with the city of Austin, where Alamo Drafthouse originated, with the Equal Employment and Fair Housing Office. So now there's kind of a blowback to I guess gender specific. I shouldn't say harassment, but more gender specific. And these are actual suits that have been filed. I was looking at the suit that was filed against Schlesinger and the Coronado Theater and the talent agency as well for having this women's only event. And boy, it's interesting. I could even add to that as the president, because I'm a speaker besides, as many of you know, and you'll start to hear in some of the spots will air, but as a speaker who travels around the country professionally, besides doing talk radio, I and as the president of the Dallas NSA chapter, we had an incident where somebody had posted that there was going to be a vision board party for women to have a get-together for the women of the chapter. Wouldn't that be great, whoever wanted to come in? And there was a man that was offended, so that was taken down. And then other men chimed in and said, well, that's ridiculous, some of them. If you want to take your glue and your scissors and you want to go into a vision board, we can have a men's only vision board party. So I'm even seeing this in my own world is the reason I bring that up. It's very, very interesting to me to watch the sensibilities of now what's starting to happen just on the gender side, you know, let's put it that way. In the meantime, besides the weather and besides what's happening with the national buzz is, because I like to say that America Tonight is about what you're talking about and what I'm talking about over the fence, some of it has to do with what's playing at the movies, since this is movie time and there's still some people that have off. And we know we do our cheap movie review. Star Wars is busting all kinds of records. The Return of the Jedi is pretty interesting to see what the reaction to that has been. Mostly pretty positive, but certainly box office wise, it's been really, really positive. And it's the last appearance of Carrie Fisher, of course, as Princess Leia. And she, as somebody who saw it, I think she does just a tremendous, tremendous job. And then there's this that's pretty interesting. As some of you also know, I do a weekend show on NBC Sports Radio. And I just happened to see this. I love Sunday night football. The NFL's canceled the final Sunday night football game of the season. And they say the reason is because the likelihood of people watching it, it's Sunday is New Year's Eve. So historically, very few people watch television that night unless they're watching Rockin' Eve or whatever it is where the ball drops down on Times Square. Coming up next, I'll talk about that with the other. I have no idea what the other is going to do with me on New Year's Eve. I don't know if we're going to a party or hanging low. We'll find out next here on America Tonight. What do you want?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
All right, this is the time where we bring the other on the show to give you a glimpse into what it's like to live with me. No, I'm kidding. It's not about that. It's about the whole man-woman thing. So I bring the man on, the other, my husband, Paul. Say hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
You're so funny. All right, I think I bungled something. What's the name of the Star Wars movie?
The Last Jedi?
Yeah, I don't think I said Last Jedi. I think I said Find the Jedi or whatever I said. I don't know. But it's the 8th installment of Star Wars.
Where's the Jedi?
Where is it? Where's the Jedi? I don't know. Where'd the Jedi go? Anyway, do you know how much money that movie's made?
I do not. Why don't you tell me?
Well, I thought you would have looked that statistic up for me.
No, I didn't. Why don't you look it up?
Okay, so talk about the movie. Tell people about the movie. What? Give us five great things about the movie.
There's lots of laser beams and lightsabers and bad guys and bad girls and space cowboys.
Well, what's the best scene in it?
The best scene?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably on that little island with Luke Skywalker, when Rey shoots a hole in the neighboring house.
Wow, you could never be a movie reviewer if that's the way you describe something. It's on that island when they shoot a neighboring. I mean, I'm giving you credit. I'm giving you props because I threw you on the spot. But I'm just saying, you're gonna have to work on that movie reviewing skill.
Okay.
I like that. Okay. All right. So check it out. So overseas, they're saying it's like crazy money, but overall, The Last Jedi, $844 million worldwide at the box office. And see, overseas is a huge part of that, $420 million. In China, that's like crazy how many people go to the movies.
Crazy.
It is crazy. So did So let's talk about making the turkey. I will say this to everybody. The other helped with dinner a lot, actually. Went to the store. We shopped together. We got a turkey breast. For the first time ever, we didn't have to be somewhere. We weren't with 10 million people. And we decided we weren't even going to have anyone over. We're just going to have our own meal and just relax. And it turned out really nice, I have to say. So we got a turkey breast. I hate cranberries. He got cranberries, and then I said, you know, you got to put them out of the can. He takes them out of the can, and he just leaves them like a tower of cranberries. That's not how you serve cranberries, though.
I know that. I just did that for effect, and you told me to put them in the fridge to make them cold anyway, so I just did it like that until I took it out of the fridge.
Well, it was crazy. It was like a tower, and you had the whole tower to yourself, so I'm sure we still have cranberries left over. But speaking of leftovers, how many days do we have leftover turkey?
We had turkey today.
So how many days is that?
You're holding up three fingers, so I think you want me to say 3 days.
And that's huge, because that's the other part of going to other people's houses. I mean, it's fun, but we never have leftover, like a turkey sandwich or anything, really since my mom passed away, don't you think?
Yep.
Because she always, remember how my mom was? She was measuring that turkey. However many people were going to be there, she was making sure everybody had some to take home. And so I think we'd get the biggest beast in the kingdom every year.
True that.
It is true that. And even this year we got a real Christmas tree. I mean, not that we always get a real Christmas tree, but we haven't been getting Christmas trees because we haven't been home. And how was that experience?
Pine tingling.
Are you looking forward to having to drag the tree out, sweep up the needles, and throw it over a fence and drag it down the side of the road?
No, you'll be sweeping up the floor.
Is that right? How about if we flip for it? You agree?
No, I do the heavy lifting and you sweep the floor.
Oh, that's gender discrimination.
Oh, well.
What if I say I'll drag it over the fence and you can sweep up the needles?
That's a good deal. I'll take that deal.
Yeah, right. You'll take that deal. Are you disappointed that Sunday Night Football's canceled?
I shouldn't be, but I kind of am. I'm kind of upset that they canceled it. Whether I was going to watch it or not, I think it's kind of bogus that they did it.
Because they said nobody watches on New Year's Eve.
I think they would watch the NFL.
You do?
Yeah.
A nothing game? So it's the Chicago Bears. Well, no. The last time there was a Sunday Night Football game on New Year's Eve, they say, was in 2006. The Bears hosted the Packers. And like 13.4 million people watch that game. Still less than what you would normally get. So that's what they're saying. They decided to cancel it. That all Sunday's games will be broadcast on CBS or Fox. NBC doesn't have a game this week. So NBC isn't saying whether they're going to be compensated for the lost broadcast or not. I'm sure they can't be thrilled about that.
No, I think that stinks.
Nice. That's a good thing to say when your wife does some work for NBC. You realize that, right?
That stinks, NBC.
No, it's not NBC's fault. It's the NFL. So that's what I'm
stinks,
saying.
Goodell. Roger Goodell.
Yeah, anything, right. Pull the plug, Goodell.
Send me your money.
Yeah. All right, so we talked a little bit about the whole Christmas thing. Here's something that stinks. We, like everybody else, we struggle, right? We struggle. And because unless you're the have-haves, you're struggling. Is there a middle class anymore? Or is that, I think the middle class has evaporated. What do you think?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we love our nephew. We got Christmas presents, whatever, and we sent them down to Tampa, which is where they live. And I killed myself breakneck speed to make that happen. Sick as a dog, but did it. And then I get a picture today from my brother just a short while ago saying, oops, we made a mistake. It's going to be a story to talk about. Everybody opened these presents from you and I, and they didn't have one from us for him. They didn't even say anything to us or whatever. And then they gave him the package tonight and said, oh, we forgot to give this to you. It was our package to Owen.
You know what that means. Our nephew didn't even ask what we got him.
No, it means he probably was upset because he's close to you and he's close to me, and he would never be that kind of bratty kid. But he feels things, so he would probably feel like we stiffed him.
Yeah. We've got him cool stuff, over-the-top stuff in the past, so that makes up for it.
Well, and plus he knows we didn't screw up. He knows they screwed up because they gave him the present. This is like first-world problems, though, to talk about this kind of stuff. When there's people that are lucky they get any presents, right?
Yep.
So you and I aren't like that. But it is important. It is important. I'm more the giver. I don't care about the getting. So that is definitely more important to me. I think you're more the getter. You like it's important for you to get gifts.
It's important that you receive the gifts that are betrothed upon you.
So tell everyone what I got you for Christmas. Name everything. I want to see if you can remember.
You got me a shirt, a long sleeve shirt. What else did you get me?
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
Oh, you got me a wallet. And you got me...
Your favorite thing.
Food?
No. Think of your beard.
My beard.
And when you travel, what you put your stuff in.
Oh, you got me a travel kit.
A shaving kit.
Yeah, you got me a shaving kit.
And you went bonkers over it, and now you don't even remember it.
I know, because my other one, I lost her somehow, and I needed one.
I'm so glad you... This is a bad year for me. So you don't even remember the greatest gift that you got that you loved the most.
Well, I'm wearing one of them.
All right, nice. What do we do next year?
Next year will be a big Christmas.
Big Christmas. All right, there you go. A Christmas to remember. Like all those Lexus's commercials where I love somehow they equate the Lexus with they go outside and the whole Christmas is outside instead and they're freezing. That's not a Lexus Christmas to me.
Lexus and L.L. Bean.
Yeah, I think if you're going to have an L.L. Bean Christmas or a Lexus Christmas, just be in the vehicle. Right? Let's just put the tree in our Lexus. That's good enough for me. We'll just put a little tiny tree. I will say this. When you drive a Lexus, like in a lot of ballparks and places, you just park for free because you're driving a Lexus, and they wash the car and all that stuff. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, the other, your time's up. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, America.
All right, hang around because we got a great guest coming up next on the flip side.
It almost turned me white. I dreamt that hens and roosters strolled on trees. I dreamt I found a great big ranch on every hen tree.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
What a pleasure to catch up with Celia Stokes, CEO of eDriving, eDriving.com, and again, CEO of eDriving. We've talked about this before in America Tonight. I think it's very, very cool. Hey, thanks so much for popping on.
So happy to be here.
So when we talk about e-driving, when we think about, I mean, I'll just dive into it. The thing that annoys me the most is when we think of distracted driving and we think of teenagers, you know, we do think of teenagers, but what about the rest of the population? What does that statistically tell us?
Unfortunately, it doesn't start with teenagers. Distraction is an epidemic in the country, really in the world. And I have had to confront my own. I was probably the worst driver on the planet before I really understood the science and the research behind how dangerous and how dimensional dangerous distraction really is. And by that, I mean, you know, it doesn't make me popular at parties anymore. Because I unfortunately have to inform people that even though they may think they are one of those excellent drivers in the world, some of the habits that they hold on to, probably both of you hold on your way to work every morning, really is just as bad as probably the things that are most commonly villainized.
So what you're telling us, first of all, just to beat a very common myth to death here, and death is kind of is actually an appropriate word because we're talking about distracted driving. And it's I want to get into the statistics about this, Celia, because it really is terrifying. But one of the things you're telling us is don't walk around thinking, oh, I'm not like that teenage distracted driver. I'm safer than the teen. You're telling us we're actually not any safer at all, and there's research to back it up.
There absolutely is. The only ways in which teens are more at risk for a fatal outcome is that they have less experience, but they are no more likely to exhibit dangerous driving behaviors than anyone else. They're just a little bit less prepared. But actually, research shows that millennials and adults are just as bad, if not worse, than teens in terms of the actual behaviors they're doing behind the car. And the behaviors are pretty, there are several behaviors that everyone commonly is doing. I will say, when we're working with families on prepping what they can do to best prepare their teens for the at least the first 2 years of driving, which are the most dangerous years for teens, because it matches the distraction tendencies with complete inexperience behind the wheel. We say it all starts with a parent. The teen isn't exhibiting dangerous behaviors because they just imagined them out of thin air. They have been watching their parents drive. I will pause there for a minute because that's always a little bit of a startling thing I say to parents, which is driver's training begins from the back seat. And, whether we have had a tremendous amount of success working with fleets, with companies who have people driving for work purposes, whether they're salespeople or delivery people or, more traditional, kind of a home office van types of drivers. And we have had incredible success in reducing collisions among large populations of drivers. Like 67% is regularly the kinds of results that we have, which is, if you talk to an insurance company about even reducing collisions by 10%, it is astounding. And I'm going to bring this back to the family in a minute. The way we do that is starting with if you think of a corporation as a kind of little mini society, what are the accepted norms? So what is acceptable within the organization about driving and texting and using the phone and having office conference calls? I'd say this to parents, what's acceptable in the little society of the family? Is our mom and dad saying don't text and drive, but mom is touching her cell phone at the signal and or calling dad on the way home from her office? Whatever the kid is seeing from the back seat is what the kind of society of the family is accepting.
We're talking with Celia Stokes. She's the CEO of eDriving there at eDriving.com. And eDriving, I don't know if you realize this, Kate, they're the largest provider of online driver training and global driver risk management. They have 10 million consumer customers and over a million fleet drivers. So, Celia, you know what you're talking about here. You have a lot. We live in a big data age, and you have a lot of data to draw from. I just heard the statistic, and I want you to tell me if it's true or if it's just one of those kind of fake news things. I heard that if you look, because I know you'll have the data on this, take the number of annual road fatalities, and if you compared it to airline crashes, it would be like 15 plane crashes a month. Is that really true?
That's really true, and that's just in the U.S. So,
wow.
Just in the U.S., and I will say over the last 2 years, the number of road fatalities has surged on a year-over-year basis at a rate that we haven't seen in 50 years. I like people to really wrap their head around that because, to me, it should be jaw-dropping to everyone. When you think about the advances we've made in the last 50 years in terms of the way our cars and our highways and our emergency response systems are engineered, the fact that, the year-over-year rate of increase is going up and not down, and certainly at such a precipitous rate, is mind-boggling. And it goes back to that, and the reason I came up with that stat is because, you know, so it's hovered around give or take thousands of deaths, which is a horrible way to phrase that, but that's unfortunately the way society has just sort of accepted it. It's hovered for many, many years around the 40,000 mark. It crossed that threshold last year, which is a big deal, especially given what I just said about how much advance we've made. And we spent a lot of time thinking here, why are people okay with that? So it's, you know, in the U.S., it's about the same rate of, as breast cancer does. Mm. And breast cancer is a topic around which, very appropriately, people are willing to run, walk, wear pink ribbons, raise money to fight, because it's too many lives lost every year. So why don't we have that same sense of concern and uproar and line drawing with regard to road fatalities, which is about the same number? And I will say, we don't have to cure cancer to solve this, because 94%, and please interject, I get very passionate about this topic, but 94% of collisions, there's no such thing as an accident. There is almost no such thing as something that is exogenous that happens to people. 94% of collisions happen because a driver is doing something because they've decided to do it, or because their attitude has taken, their emotions and attitudes have taken over. It was avoidable. So 94% of collisions are due to driver attitudes and behaviors. Not lightning strikes or meteor strikes or a tire blowout. It's something the driver's doing or not doing. And so you don't have to cure cancer to attack that 40,000. We should be focused on zero. We should be focused on
zero.
So we created the plane crash analogy just to get people's attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I say that all the time. I'm a speaker besides doing this, Celia, and I say that all the time, that it's about making people understand statistics and making them real for them, and that makes it very, very real. So how do you start to knock down that number? I mean, 94-95% is ridiculous. It's got to start at home, obviously, at a young age, but other than that, how do you start attacking it now?
Well, I think it starts at home. It starts in workplaces. Any corporation that has people who drive as part of their job should be, there should be accountability and focus. Unfortunately, it is not just about PSAs. It's about, much like we began to see real movement in smoking cessation and weight control, seatbelt usage. Society has to change its attitude, its acceptance, its normalization of this current state, which means, we start in pockets of society, whether it's families, whether it's corporations, and we continue to have this conversation. It's not acceptable. And I will tell you, distraction is, the one thing that has changed is how much we're using our cell phones. Mm. So the ways in which we are rewiring our brains is really affecting what's happening in the car.
Yes.
Too. I mean, we are so averse at this point to a moment's worth of boredom that you come to a traffic stop or a light at an intersection, which, by the way, is the most fraught place on the road, and you can't stand the idea of not getting that little dopamine hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
This is why I really focused on distraction, because it's one thing to be distracted at work or to be distracted at home. It's not great, of course, but it doesn't put your life and the life of everyone else around you really at risk.
Celia, can you join us for another segment? Are you able to join us for another segment? Oh, that's fabulous, because there's so much more to talk about. So Celia Stokes, CEO of eDriving, she's going to join us again. Thank you on another segment of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
We're making the turn to the final segment of this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Delaney, hanging with all of you across this great nation, getting ready to make those resolutions. You know, I decided a few years ago, no more resolutions, because I'm already a person who sets goals, and to me, resolutions, I don't know, do you keep them? And then you just say them, and they sound good, and then do you keep them anyway? If it's just for fun and you want to do that, fine, but for me, ixnay on resolutions. But we're going to talk about in our next show all the big stories of 2017 and how about some predictions of 2018. Right now, though, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins us. Hello, Nathan.
I'm here.
How cold is it right now where you are?
Cold enough.
Like below 40, whatever crazy number they're saying.
You can store your food outside just fine.
Oh, geez. Well, I guess that's good. So don't worry if the refrigerator dies, no problem.
Yeah,
there's always
watch
a silver.
Out for the animals.
Yeah, that's true. There's always a silver lining, though. So if you can make sure the animals don't come by, that would be really, really good. All right, if you went to get a haircut and somebody, like, buzzed you or, you know, buzzed you down the middle or made a big mistake, would you be upset?
I don't go to those places anymore.
You don't go. No. The neighbors trim your hair.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I would say I would get upset. I wouldn't be that happy.
All right, so check this out. This is what happened here in Madison, Wisconsin. In fact, a place where people listen to us in Madison. I get a lot of email from Madison, believe it or not. Madison police say they arrested a hairstylist accused of snipping a 22-year-old customer's ear. The cops say Joel Despain said the victim told officers, the hairstylist told him to stop fidgeting and moving his head before he nicked his ear. So they say the hairstylist ran the clipper with the shortest attachment down the middle of the customer's head. So he looks like Larry, and I saw a picture. He looks like Larry from the Three Stooges. And this is a 22-year-old. So they arrested 46-year-old Khalid Shabani on suspicion of mayhem and disorderly conduct while armed. And Despain says Shabani told the officers it was an accident. I didn't mean to make him look like Larry from the Three Stooges or nick his ear.
Sure. Well, you know what? He probably was nicking him on accident to begin with, which was what the complaint was about. But that sounds like an overreaction. He's trying to backstep away from, I don't blame him from trying to backstep away from something that's kind of sadistic.
It's sadistic. It's Sweeney. Yeah, there's a famous
exactly.
music.
Exactly. Oh, Sweeney Todd. There is a beautiful trust you give to a barber.
Yes. Kismet, Sweeney Todd. I saw Sweeney Todd with Angela Lansbury, and it blew my mind. And I know all about Sweeney Todd, and obviously you do too. And for people who don't know, look it up, and then you'll see the you'll see the story of Sweeney Todd. Let's just say people made their ways into pies. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, so it's crazy. The haircut's crazy. We'll see what they end up doing with this. It's nutty. Now, this does make me wonder. You know, I've taken my nephew on plenty of rides. He always wants to go on the scariest, freakiest rides, and I'll do it until I feel like I have vertigo. Usually I try to pawn that off on the other if I can, and he gladly does it. But California's Disneyland, check this out. There was a massive power outage that shut down a bunch of attractions on Wednesday, but because of the power outage and the timing, it left people stranded on rides during a very peak holiday season. So what does that mean? You know, you're filled to capacity. The lines are ridiculous. And it means no kidding, people were like on Thunder Mountain on the roller coaster, and they were upside down. So I think that's terrible.
I was going to say that's the only like ride I would be worried about getting stuck on is upside down. You're upside down.
That's frightening. And then they say that it took hours. So by the time they restored the power, they were trying to get people down and all that stuff. But people waited in line for 3 hours to even get a refund, or, you know, because there was nothing. I mean, everything was shut down. It was a nightmare for them. Yeah. I mean, people were texting that and sending that all over the place. It's too bad when you have kids. It's got to be just absolutely brutal, you know, because they're fidgety anyway, and they should be. They're kids. But you're in these lines. You know what's crazy, Nathan? Because I saw this with my sister-in-law when they went to, I can't think of it, but it's in Tampa, Busch Gardens. And she said, oh, we got the Fast Pass thing, just like they have at Disneyland. So you pay an extra, like, ridiculous $100 or whatever it is, so you can cut the lines. And if you don't pay that, then you're lucky if you go, like, on two rides. What a racket.
Yep.
Crazy. What a racket. It used to be different. You know, I know it's crowded always and kids want to go, and I understand the whole idea of it, but boy, it's
Kate, there's rackets everywhere.
It's everything's a racket, right? Really.
I can get all conspiracy, but I try not to. It's just a cloistering of boxes, you know, big boxes. We're seeing it everywhere.
It is.
I mean,
So I think in some ways there's a return to simplistic. Like if you have kids or nieces and nephews or grandkids or whatever, it's in some cases people are trying to go back to simplistic things because, Nathan, you know this, you know, with a little girl or once with a little girl, at a young age, meaning they want to crawl in boxes, they want your attention, they want to play peekaboo, you know, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be that you have to go to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's different. There's things that you can still do, but for some reason, and I guess it's just it is the world we live in, that it's not, people don't always think that way because it's the bigger, badder gadgets or, you know, whatever. All right, check this out. This would blow my mind, infuriate me. I cannot even imagine this happening, but they say in Charleston, South Carolina, a man sprayed this kind of foul-smelling brown liquid on produce at a grocery store. And they said this 41-year-old, his name is Paul Hang, was arrested after a manager saw him emptying this liquid with this kind of odor on the produce at this store. And I ironically know this store because I had been in Charleston. It's called Harris Teeter. And he was angry at somebody. They suggested he was a contractor. He was angry because he thought he was owed money or something. So a federal grand jury indicted him earlier this month on charges of attempting to tamper with a consumer product and tainting a consumer product to cause commercial harm. You know what it was? It was feces.
Boo.
I say boo, too. I would just freak out. I have to say I would freak out if I saw that in the store. I'm very calm, very giving, very nice to people. But I think
how are you going to see it?
Well, if I saw he was spraying it on all the produce, you could see it.
Well, I mean, if you came after he was there.
That would be freaky.
It's likely someone saw him do it.
And if you didn't know when you were shopping and yes, that would be just absolutely brutal. All right, resolutions. Do you make them? They say, I just read a poll that 78% of people make resolutions, but do they keep them? Do you make resolutions?
No, not like that. I like your explanation of goals over resolutions because that's realistic. You can do those continuously. You don't need that largesse of a year.
You know what? What you just said is so key for anyone listening who's struggling with trying to be perfect or figuring it out or making more money or doing whatever they have to do or building a bigger house or getting new carpet or whatever it is. If they don't have to be that big, it's better if they're just bite-sized because you have a more chance of accomplishing them and feeling better, I think. Perfect place to end this.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Thanks, Nathan.
You got it.
And thanks to all of you for listening to ATN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.